Welcome to the Far From Shore podcast, where it's all about the Kraken. Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Far From Shore podcast, where I'm your host, Brayson. Guys, how's it going? Last night, we took on the Coyotes in Tempe, Arizona. Game number two of this two-game road stretch. We ended up losing in the game in overtime, 2-1. We're going into this game with a losing streak of six, with our most recent loss coming from the Knights Thursday night. Our first line going into the first quarter, or first period, sorry guys, Maddie, Eberle, and Tolvanen, with defensemen Larson and Riker. We have Joey DeCor coming back for us in between the net. For those of you who don't know, Joey started his collegiate ice hockey career in Arizona State. So that's pretty cool. It's like a nice little homecoming whenever they play at home or Arizona plays at home. So yeah, guys, let's get into period number one. So first period, guys, both the Coyotes and the Kraken aren't doing so well in this season. So it should be a good even-sided game. What I mean by that is that both teams should, you know, have the same amount of capabilities as the other team. The first was kind of eventful. Some of the redeeming qualities of the first was how well our offense looks when it's being used against a really bad team, you know, like ourselves. It kind of gives an insight on how low level the offensive coordinator is and the way he schemes all our offense is kind of low par. The first period ended up being a 0-0, you know, with 11 shots Coyotes and 10 shots us. But is anyone else hearing the Arizona crowd? I hear the Arizona arena chanting, "Let's go Kraken," or is it "Let's go Coyotes" or something? I don't know. It just sounds like "Let's go Kraken." Kind of sad for the Coyotes, but I know it's, you know, not unheard of for Seattleites or, you know, Washingtonians in general to move to Arizona from being tired of the doom and gloom. Period two, you know, another scoreless period. Good amount of chances on both sides, but both goalies are doing very well. So now it's just a game of whose goalie is going to, you know, break first. Second period, I've been, you know, hyper-focused on McCann. McCann's our leading goal scorer and hasn't scored since March 5th when he scored that goal against the Winnipeg Jets. You know, McCann has turned over the puck three times this period. What I also don't love is how we have McCann, who shoots left, on the left wing. When he has to shoot the puck, he has to bring the puck all the way across his body, which gives the defender time to react to his shot. You know, not only that, when you should be on the left wing, you have a very, you know, narrow angle shot. So I think the only shot you could shoot is like above the goalie's right shoulder or all the way on the left. And usually the goalie's body's blocking that. So I think if I was the offensive coordinator for the Kraken, I'd move McCann like permanently to the right wing. Into the third period, some entertainment in the third period. Borgen fights with some Arizona guy. I think the Arizona guy that Borgen was wailing on was the guy who hit Eberle into the boards. You know, but first of all, why is Jordan Eberle having other guys fight for him? You know, Jordan can't defend himself. If it was Yanni, the person I want at, you know, to be a captain, Yanni would have taken into his own hands way better than Jordan will ever, you know, ever do. Jordan's just kind of a placid player. He just seems like he just, you know, plays and takes a check, you know. Then the Kraken went up 1-0, breaking the ice finally. A goal by Riker Evans. You know, congratulations, Riker, on your first NHL goal. But to add to the salt to the wound, the entire stadium was chanting, "Let's go Kraken." So unfortunate for the Arizona Coyotes. The drama continued when the Coyotes scored a goal but was challenged. And, you know, it wasn't by the coaches at all, but it was the officials. It was turned over just due to the Coyote kicking the puck into the net. He ended up kicking it towards the net and then off of Joey DeCord's right leg and into the net. But they just deemed that it was just a full, like, soccer goal kick. So, but the Coyotes managed to score a goal at the 108 minute left mark. So, you know, the Kraken aren't really good at defending at the very dying minutes. The Kraken love to give away goals in the dying minutes, unfortunately. And then that gives us, you know, not a whole lot of wiggle room, not a whole lot of offense to work with. So we ended up going to overtime. And we ended up losing in overtime. And now officially, I don't know what to say. We have bad offense. That's really what it is. It's going to be a short podcast, guys. So, you know, I don't know what's going on with the Kraken, but I'm just going to continue enjoying watching hockey until it's over. And then I don't know what team I'm going to choose. Actually, no, I do know what team to choose. I live in Colorado right now, so probably the Colorado Avalanche. This may turn into a pro Colorado Avalanche podcast. So sorry, guys, in advance. So yeah, what now and what's next? That was a decent game to watch, honestly. We weren't losing the entire game, which made it enjoyable. Lots of Kraken fans in attendance in Arizona, with Recker Evans scoring his first goal, so congrats to him. And we got a Borgen fight, which was awesome. We secured 1 point out of four, and, you know, to be honest, I'll take that. We're really missing Dunn on the ice, you know, these last games, so it really seems like he's our difference maker. And the Kraken declined to a 28-29-12 record. It's looking like we're potentially going to end the season with a losing record, but we'll see. We have up next the Montreal Canadiens this Sunday, and I'm hoping for a similar game that, you know, this one had. The Canadiens are 25-32-12 and have a loss of four in a row, so it should be a pretty good close game. You know, they're also on a losing streak, and we're on a harder losing streak. And let's see if we can make it happen. So guys, yeah, thanks for listening to the podcast. If you're new here, this is a podcast dedicated to the Seattle Krakens as well as the community they play in. I'm hoping to get more information on what else is going around the city of Seattle or even the state of Washington in general. And I'm hoping to get my wife on here too. She's a real Kraken fan and actually knows more about hockey details than I do. And yeah, that'll be fun. Maybe the episodes will be a lot longer with her on it. So if you like this podcast, if you want something to change, I'm all ears. I'm open to feedback. You guys can reach me out directly with this episode or shoot me a message on Instagram or X. So until next time, Squids, don't give up the ship.